In northwest Burundi, along Africa's second largest lake, it's as if time is standing still. 2 years ago, floodwaters rose from Lake Tanganyika, destroying life around it, and they still have not receded. Since then, thousands of people have been living in this makeshift camp in Gatumba, unable to return to their lakeside homes and farms in Burundi.
Life is miserable here. The accommodation, the lack of food also worries me. Sleeping in a place like this when we have a nice big house, I can't say we have a good life when the children sometimes go a day without eating or eat only once a day.
The children are also not getting an education. There are no schools. Loss of income for their parents means many have to work to support their families.
Considering the effects that the families are going through, the indecent house living conditions, the children are also exposed in that way to rains, to the cold.
Water levels in Lake Tanganyika are the highest in decades because of excessive rainfall. The amount of waste dumped into rivers feeding the lake is also choking it.
When I see all the solid waste, everything that is thrown into these rivers, afterwards, these rivers are angry. They don't know what to do. They have to send it into the bloodstream of Lake Tanganyika.
Burundi is one of the poorest countries in the world. It's also among the most vulnerable to climate change. Natural disasters account for about 83% of those who have been driven out of their homes in Burundi. Their uprooted lives exposing the reality of a changing environment. Priyanka Gupta, Al Jazeera.
A heat wave in India is breaking April weather records. Temperatures have reached more than 42 degrees Celsius in New Delhi. The weather department says it's the first time in 72 years the city has recorded such high temperatures in the first half of April.